Today's reading is in Genesis chapter 28, starting in verse 10. Genesis 28, verse 10. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came to a place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! There is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So early in the morning Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He called the name of the place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at the first. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will give a full tenth to you. Then Jacob went on his journey and came to the land of the people of the east. And as he looked, he saw a well in the field, and behold, three flocks of sheep lying beside it. For out of that well the flocks were watered. The stone on the well's mouth was large, and when all the flocks were gathered there, the shepherds would roll the stone from the mouth of the well and water the sheep, and put the stone back in its place over the mouth of the well. Jacob said to them, My brothers, where do you come from? They said, We are from Haran. He said to them, Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor? They said, We know him. He said to them, Is it well with him? They said, It is well. And see, Rachel his daughter is coming with the sheep. He said, Behold, it is still high day. It is not time for the livestock to be gathered together. Water the sheep and go pasture them. But they said, We cannot until all the flocks are gathered together and the stone is rolled from the mouth of the well. Then we water the sheep. While he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. Now as soon as Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, Jacob came near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and wept aloud. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's kinsman and that he was Rebekah's son, and she ran and told her father. As soon as Laban heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house. Jacob told Laban all these things, and Laban said to him, Surely you are my bone and my flesh. He stayed with him a month. Then Laban said to Jacob, Because you are my kinsman, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall your wages be? Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were weak, but Rachel was beautiful in form and appearance. Jacob loved Rachel, and he said, I will serve you 7 years for your younger daughter Rachel. Laban said, It is better that I give her to you than I should give her to any other man. Stay with me. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days because of the love he had for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, Give me my wife that I may go in to her, for my time is completed. So Laban gathered together all the people of the place and made a feast. But in the evening he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and he went in to her. Laban gave his female servant Zilpah to his daughter Leah to be her servant. And in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And Jacob said to Laban, What is this that you have done to me? Did I not serve with you for Rachel? Why then have you deceived me? Laban said, It is not so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Complete the week of this one, and we will give you the other and also in return for serving me another 7 years. Jacob did so and completed her week. Then Laban gave him his daughter, Rachel, to be his wife. Laban gave his female servant, Bilhah, to his daughter, Rachel, to be her servant. So Jacob went in to Rachel also, and he loved Rachel more than Leah, and served Laban for another 7 years. When the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, "Because the Lord has looked upon my affliction, for now my husband will love me." She conceived again and bore a son, and said, "Because the Lord has heard that I am hated, he has given me this son also." And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived and bore a son, and said, "Now this time my husband will be attached to me, because I have borne him 3 sons." Therefore his name was called Levi. And she conceived again and bore a son, and said, "This time I will praise the Lord." Therefore she called his name Judah. Then she ceased bearing. When Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, she envied her sister. She said to Jacob, "Give me children, or I shall die." Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, "Am I in the place of God who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb?" Then she said, "Here is my servant Bilhah. Go in to her so that she may give birth on my behalf, that even I may have children through her." So she gave him her servant Bilhah as a wife, and Jacob went in to her, and Bilhah conceived and bore Jacob a son. Then Rachel said, "God has judged me, and also has also heard my voice and given me a son." Therefore she called his name Dan. Rachel's servant Bilhah conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. Then Rachel said, "With mighty wrestlings I have wrestled with my sister and have prevailed." So she called his name Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had ceased bearing children, she took her servant Zilpah and gave her to Jacob as a wife. Then Leah's servant Zilpah bore Jacob a second son. And Leah said, "Good fortune has come." So she called his name Gad. Leah's servant Zilpah bore Jacob a second son. And Leah said, "Happy am I, for women have called me happy." So she called his name Asher. In the days of wheat harvest, Reuben went and found mandrakes in the field and brought them to his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, "Please give me some of your son's mandrakes." But she said to her, "Is it a small matter that you have taken away my husband? Would you take away my son's mandrakes also?" Rachel said, "Then he may lie with you tonight in exchange for your son's mandrakes." When Jacob came from the field in the evening, Leah went out to meet him and said, "You must come in to me, for I have hired you with my son's mandrakes." So he lay with her that night. And God listened to Leah, and she bore Jacob a 5th son. Leah said, "God has given me my wages because I gave my servant to my husband." So she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again, and she bore Jacob a 6th son. Then Leah said, "God has endowed me with a good endowment. Now my husband will honor me because I have borne him 6 sons. So she called his name Zebulun. Afterwards she bore a daughter and called her name Dinah. Then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. She conceived and bore a son and said, "God has taken away my reproach." She called his name Joseph, saying, "May the Lord add to me another son." We started off our reading with Jacob traveling, finding a place to rest, putting a stone under his head, and having a dream. In this dream, he sees this ladder going to heaven. But more importantly than that, he sees God speaking to him. God tells him that he is going to fulfill the vow that he made to Abraham. And this vow is now Jacob's. And Jacob recognizes what an incredible event this is. I'm sure that somewhere along the way, this has been told to him about what God told to Abraham. They would have passed this down. But he says, "Surely the Lord is in this place. How awesome is this place?" And so he takes that stone, sets up a pillar, calls a place Bethel, and then makes a vow of his own, that if God will be with him, then the Lord shall be his God. Now, I don't think he's bargaining with God. I don't think that he's trying to tell God, okay, if you will prosper me, then I will serve you. I don't think that's what's going on here. I think what he's saying is that he recognizes that God is with him. And because God is with him making this vow to him, then he's going to serve God and he's going to give a tenth to him. But he finally comes to his destination and he finds Rachel. And it's love at first sight. Rachel captures his attention. And after staying with with Laban and his family for about a month, he asks for Rachel. He says, I'll serve you 7 years. And Laban does basically a dirty thing to him. When the wedding night comes, the day for him to go in to his wife, she's expecting Rachel, it's Leah. And somebody might ask the question, how could he not tell the difference? Well, I don't know why he couldn't tell the difference. It may be that it's just a dark room. I don't know. I'm sure that Laban set it up in such a way that he would not be able to tell that it was not Rachel until it was too late. And Jacob gives the proper answer when he says, what is this you have done to me? Why have you deceived me? Now, I want to point out that I don't think it was Jacob's intention to take both of these women as a wife. This was Laban's setup, and he ends up going along with it because he didn't want to wrong Leah. At least that's the way that I see it. And so after a short time, Rachel is given to him, and then he continues to serve for another 7 years. And then we have all of these children. I want us to recognize something. This relationship between Leah and Rachel. I want to point out that from the beginning, it was supposed to be that husband and wife would become one flesh. They would both leave their families. They would come to form a new family, be one together, and that it was supposed to be just one man and one woman. But that's not what ends up happening here. He ends up with Leah and Rachel, and they end up adversarial toward each other because of the affection of their husband. So this was contrary to what God intended for marriage, and it creates problems. Had he just married Rachel, then things would have been different. That's not what happened. But the Lord blesses him with many children nonetheless, but still it becomes this point of contention between these two women. And I think that's a lesson for us in that we should follow God's pattern in all things. No matter when things just don't seem to make sense, or we might think there's a better way or what have you, that we just need to follow what God gives us. Because to follow anything else creates problems. And that's the thought I'm going to leave you with today. When we go outside the will of God, when we go outside what God intends for us, we create problems. And those problems start to multiply. But if we will follow the will of the Lord, follow His pattern in all things, then it may not necessarily make everything easy, but it will take away all those multiplied problems that we would have had if we followed our own way. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.